people celebrated in the streets of Gaza as the ceasefire came into force. Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri hailed it as a victory for the Palestinian cause.
We are here today to announce Gaza's victory. We are here today to declare that we have won over this destructive Israeli power. We won, first and foremost, thanks to God Almighty, and second, thanks to the resilience of our people.
The 50-day conflict was the longest ever between Israel and Hamas. More than 2,000 Palestinians and over 60 Israelis were killed. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev blamed this on Hamas.
Israel has accepted the Egyptian ceasefire proposal. We hope that this time the ceasefire will stick. And I think now, as the dust will begin to clear, many people will be asking, why is it that today Hamas accepted the very same Egyptian framework that it rejected a month ago?
Some Israelis welcomed the end of hostilities, but those in communities hit hard by Hamas rockets remained wary. Kibbutz Niram resident Daphna Siboni Sasson.
I really want to trust the ceasefire, but unfortunately, we've been burned before several times. Several times we returned here and thought it was over, and all of a sudden it happened again, and fire was renewed. So we wait. Time will tell.
Israel wants Gaza to be demilitarized, and any ceasefire should not allow Hamas to rebuild its network of rockets and infiltration tunnels, says Yoram Schweitzer of Tel Aviv's Institute for National Security Studies.
It should be kept or refrain Hamas from using these reconstruction and rehabilitation for replenishing its rocket arsenal and from building those tunnels again.
Hamas wants an end to Israel's blockade of Gaza. This needs to be addressed, says Professor Mukhaymar Abu Saada of Gaza's Al-Azhar University.
Now, if this siege is not going to be lifted completely, we are definitely going to witness another round of fighting between Hamas and Israel in the future.
Analysts noted that similar demands had not been met during previous ceasefires. As a result, they said any durable peace would depend primarily on a political agreement. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.